besties from the Midwesties. Just three besties living in a small town world. Lifelong friends sharing stories, opinions, experiences, and everything in between.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Three Besties from the Midwesties. I'm Kate.
I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
Welcome. Well, you know, one of the first things that we should probably talk about is why the hell we're doing a podcast in the first place. And, you know, the reasons vary, but let me ask you first, Pete. Why are we doing a podcast?
Well, you know, funny you should ask that. We have all had this issue, what I would like to call as an oopsie poopsie. And one time I was discussing that with a friend of mine at work, and they said, you know, you should start a podcast talking about that. So let's make that our next podcast.
We could do that. What do you think, Lauren? What
was our... Yeah, I don't know what really you guys are talking about, an oopsie poopsie, but yeah, I'll get in on that.
Don't believe a word she says. Another topic we wanted to talk about a little bit is like where we're from. We all grew up in a small town in Iowa. We've been friends since elementary school. I'd say first, second, third grade. And we've, you know, we've stayed friends, even though we've lived a lot of different places. But here we are in our 50s. I hesitate to say how old we are. I don't feel 50. That could be a whole nother podcast.
I don't look 50.
You don't look 50 at all,
you
Pete.
You don't look 50, Pete.
Thanks, ladies.
But I think, you know, we've been friends forever, we're all really different.
Very, very different.
Yep.
In what ways do you think?
I would like to say, Kate, you are probably our most liberal friend.
Yep.
Laura, more towards the conservative side. And yes. I would say I'm probably the wishy-washy one that goes back and forth.
I don't think you're wishy-washy.
I don't think I'm... I know I'm not nearly as liberal. And I probably am more conservative as Lauren.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But even though our, you know, we're not going to talk about politics in this podcast because enough of that.
Yeah.
But I will say that we do talk about politics as friends and we agree to disagree on a lot of things, but we still really care about each other. We love each other.
We do.
We've been through many, many, many things together and
way more important than politics.
Way more.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's really what this is about.
Yeah.
We live in the Midwest. We live in a small town in the middle of Iowa. We're doing a podcast because we want to.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we don't have a professional studio. We're in my dining room. So there's dogs and cats afoot and squeaky old chairs.
Everyone's a part of the podcast.
Billy, they're family.
They are family.
We can have a whole pets. We have a whole pets podcast.
We will have a pet podcast.
Okay. So the first.
This being where we are different, they are animal people. I am not.
True. True.
Yeah. I have a menagerie.
Why do we love you? You're not an animal lover. Why do we love you?
I am not.
We should not even trust you.
I bake really good pies.
Oh, that's true. We love you for that.
Pete is a chef and literally a real chef, and her forte is pastry. And maybe sometime she'll share some recipes or something and we can just eat them while we're recording and we'll just tell you how good everything is.
I will say, Kate, you are a very good cook yourself.
She is
so
a very good cook.
Don't sell yourself short.
Yes. Yeah, but I'm not Pete's level.
You still make some good food.
I get emails with recipes and that's my level.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first segment we're going to talk about is Midwestern trivia and misconceptions about people that people might have about living in the Midwest. Pete, why don't you go first?
I would say what I run across most about a misconception of Iowa is people tend to think Iowa is flat and just full of cornfields and soybean fields. That could not be any further from the truth. You get up into northern Iowa and you run into the bluffs. And if anybody has ever been on Reg Bry, any of our listeners out there know what that is, that's a ride across Iowa. And try riding that bike into Dubuque. Or, you know, some of those bluff areas, it's quite challenging. So
what you're saying is Iowa has a hilly state with cornfields and soybeans, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. It is a beautiful state.
It really is.
So I just don't want people to think, hey, that's all there is to see. There's so much more to see than flat cornfields and soybean fields.
Well, I went to England once, and when we were traveling by train across England, it reminded me of Iowa. The hills and the little cottages and farms and things. So I think I would equate Iowa, you know, with that kind of landscape. What do you think, Lauren?
I will piggyback on that bike riding. Just here in central Iowa, I have experienced lots of hills, and they suck.
Yeah, they do.
They suck when you're bike riding, but they don't suck.
Or walking.
Running. Yes, we have a actual trail here in our hometown that has this hill, which is, I don't know, what degree is that hill? It's like a mountain, and it's horrible. I haven't even done it this summer yet.
I think, and it's don't curvy. We call it Murder Hill?
I thought we were calling it Hell Hill.
Oh, Hell Hill.
Yeah, right. It's terrible.
It's very curvy, and it's yeah, it's a tough hill.
My misconception that I hear a lot is, oh, you're the state that grows potatoes. And it just pisses me off, because I think, no, we went to school and learned Idaho is the state that grows potatoes. Yeah, we grow potatoes, but that's not our main crop here in Iowa.
Do we grow potatoes?
Well,
I'm sorry.
If you have a garden,
I'm a potatoes.
Kate's a city girl. I don't know.
Lauren's a country girl, and yes, Dad and Mom grew potatoes. Don't know how they did it, because I don't do it, but they did.
And I am also a small town city girl. I have not lived on a farm, and I have not. No, I have lived in a big city. I guess I lived in Phoenix for a while.
Did,
so, yes. But I guess a small town girl at heart.
Yep,
that's what I'd have to say. Yep.
Well, I think my misconception is that, you know, kind of along the same lines, is like, we don't all live on farms. You know, even though we live in a small town, I've never lived in a rural setting. And part of that is intimidating. I'm not super great with farm animals, but they're pretty to look at.
Don't know how to milk a cow.
And eat. Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. Well, that was good, right?
Yeah.
We did all right.
Well, I have to say that I gave you two a flavor of country life when you were growing up.
That's true.
I would have you come out and spend the night with me.
That is true.
And we would rustle up some chickens in our chicken coop.
Yes, we would.
And gather feathers to make headdresses, you know, for playing, because we're little.
Let's relive that, Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the horse? What was your horse's name?
Well, I had one named Dusty.
Dusty.
Yeah. But the chicken, my mother had this rooster, and I don't know if all roosters are like this. Well,
they are all
some
like
roosters,
this.
Yeah. They're mean, and they will chase you and spur you. And mm-hmm.
What's
gosh,
spur you mean?
Spur. They have
on their claws.
Those talons.
They would peck you or
on their little feet.
You?
Their feet.
On their chicken feet. And they would claw the crap out of you.
Except her mother. So
except my mom. My mom called him Wooster, and I just despised that rooster really bad. And my neighbors had a goose. And let me tell you, geese are mean little bastards. They will chase you also and honk you in the butt. I don't know if that's the right word, honk.
So, yeah, I think that's right.
So
they honk.
Beak you, peck
beak,
you.
Beak, peck, honk, bite. Something.
We're going to get people know. Commenting I'm like, you people don't know anything about geese.
That's yeah, right, I don't.
You are but right.
They're mean bastards, I know that.
So a night, Lauren and I decide when I, we were young. Well, how old were you, Pop? Eight years old, nine. We decided we're going to make Indian headdresses. So where to get to feathers?
Inappropriate.
Headdresses.
At the time, it was
not. It was very acceptable to wear a headdress because we were eight.
We were kids and we wanted to play Indians.
And we're talking the 1970s. So before we get into some sort of like weird thing, it was the 1970s.
Pre-Nintendo. Get that. We had
pre-Pong.
Pre-Pong. Oh, exactly. Goodness. So that's how we entertained ourselves. I mean, we were outside. Lauren lived on a farm, and that's what we did. And so the way we end up getting feathers is, let's go to the hen house and rustle us up some feathers. So being the stupid city girl, she hands me a broom and says, go in there and swish that broom around so those chickens leave and we can take their feathers.
I didn't even remember that, but I remember rustling up the chickens.
You were a sucker.
FYI, city girls, do not take a broom into a chicken house and swish it around because they don't like that. And they will come at your heads.
Neither does Wooster.
Neither did Rooster. So as we're screaming, running off with probably three feathers, here comes the rooster. And dang, that thing chased us forever until we got to the house and looked down and laughing our heads off that we have three feathers to make our headdress.
And that's what I called you, Pete. Pete, three feathers.
You're right. Yes.
Kate came out to my house one night, or one weekend, one night, Friday night, and spent the night. And I think my cat brought up a rabbit. Do you remember that story?
Oh, God, yes.
So we tried to save the rabbit because
it had something coming out of its poor little neck. Probably guts.
Yeah.
And we tried to save that poor thing.
That's what you do.
Your mom was like, no.
Just let the cat eat it. And it's like, no.
We tried to save it.
Yeah.
We have so many fond memories. Oh, wait,
I got
house.
A Dusty the Horse story from her. So I was fascinated because it's like, oh, wow, it's fun being in the country. And, oh, it's a horse. I'd never seen a horse. I mean, I've seen a horse, but I'd never been on a horse. So what she doesn't tell me, and she was the friend of omission. She would like, go ahead and try it out. So she's like, get on Dusty. I'm like, okay. So I get on Dusty and I'm really excited because I get to ride a horse for the first time. Well, Dusty doesn't like
riders.
Doesn't like riders, especially newbie riders. So he bucks me off and I end up, on my back, on my ass, on the ground. And then she says, oh, he likes to buck people off. After, but luckily I was probably 14 or something. So,
your back recovered.
Yeah.
So Lauren had two very stupid city girls that, spent a lot of time at her house.
But don't you? Okay.
Two sucker city girls.
So this is probably a dumb part of it, but when we were invited to stay overnight at Lauren's house and we'd ride the bus home with her. And we'd have to have a note from our parents.
That's a story in itself.
And right? A special pass
right.
To ride the bus.
Right. Yes.
And I'm not kidding. It was super exciting.
Absolutely.
Ride the bus.
Oh, yeah.
And have a special pass.
And I thought it was super exciting to walk from school to home.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Well, you lived way out in the country. That's a long ass ride.
No, but when she would spend the night with us.
Yes. Like,
oh.
And we would. And
I'm going to be there like in 5 minutes. That was like the best.
You'd pack your bag and it
was my best ride was 45 minutes. It's like, my God, it's night time. It's 7 o'clock.
It was still really fun.
But it always, do you recall this? That you would say, I'm just going to stay over on Friday to Saturday. And you always end up Friday to Saturday. Mom, can I stay overnight again? One more night? Her mom.
On the landline.
Yeah, on a landline. If none of you know what that is, it's stuck to the wall.
But we didn't have...
Every morning, God bless Ruth. Loved Ruth. That's Lauren's mom. Mother, best woman in the world. Would get up, make you animal-shaped pancakes and coffee for us.
She made you coffee?
She would put like a tablespoon of coffee and 4 tablespoons of sugar and about a half a cup of cream.
Still do that today?
And every time.
It's called a latte.
Oh, yeah. Latte. We could be.
Yes way.
We could be millionaires, ladies. Why did we not think of that?
Exactly. We should have done that.
It was good times.
Best. Yeah. She'd yodel.
Oh, yes.
I could go on forever on her mother. Yeah. Best mom.
On another episode, we should talk about going to Conrad's house and making crank calls. So way back in the day, you could make phone calls to cute boys and they wouldn't know who was calling because
no caller ID.
Now they would call it stalking, but back then it was just prank calls.
Yes,
and we could call a boy and say you're cute
and hang up,
and then hang up, and he would never know who he was calling, and it was the best.
We'll have Conrad as a special guest on sometime.
Oh yeah. COVID has been dominating our lives for so long. We thought maybe we'd just talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly about COVID. Obviously, the ugly. We all know what the ugly is. But maybe let's talk about some good that came out of it. There's maybe some good that came out of it.
Yeah, I got to work from home.
I as well, and I'm still working from home.
Me
so
too.
I've enjoyed that. I feel bad because COVID... did not impact my family financially. And we know that others have suffered a lot. Yeah. So I feel very fortunate that we were not impacted financially. Other parts of it were a struggle with mental anguishes. And so the positive out of COVID was, wow. That's a tough one for me.
Well,
other than working from home, I mean that was strong and positive for me personally. It's just I didn't get hurt financially, but I don't know. That's necessarily a positive.
You didn't catch COVID, did you?
I had not catch. I did not get COVID, nor did my husband, but my children, adult children, all had COVID at one time. So. I don't know. What do you guys think positive from COVID?
I invested in a bike, a good bike, because I know Kate and Pete are
avid bike riders.
And when I would ride with them, they were leaving me in the dust. And I just really didn't enjoy it. It's like, I just feel like I'm biking by myself. And I did not enjoy it. So I got a good bike. I went with Kate and she got me a good bike. And then later on, I got my husband a good bike and I really enjoy biking now. I do.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been in Iowa, I don't know what it is or why it is, but we have trails galore in this state.
Yeah, we do.
Right.
It is a good
right.
I've gone to other states and I don't know everything about every other state, but I don't see the enthusiasm and the bike riding that is prevalent in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even in Missouri, I don't see it. I don't see the bike trails, but
we should do a whole podcast on the bikes and the trails and the fun things you can do on the trails. There's a lot of drinking going on the trails.
a lot of
drinking. That should be a podcast in itself. Every sport you play, there's drinking. But yeah, I love the bike riding.
So you're saying you probably, the health benefit of COVID on a different...
On that level, but I would also, in the bad part, it's like I should have really took advantage of COVID and really worked out more than I did.
I will say I did. My work out routine probably doubled. So,
but that's good.
You would never know it by the look of me.
Well, you also had a wedding to get ready for.
Had a wedding. That was crazy.
Yes, but it was a nice wedding though.
Yes.
Nice.
Kate, wedding. What's positive for you in COVID?
Well, I kind of hesitate to talk about it, but it's my bar.
That's a very positive thing.
Well, you know, before COVID, I would, you know, maybe have a beer or two once a month. And then, so I write books on the side, and I did a Facebook Live event with some other authors, and my task was to introduce a recipe. And so I decided to introduce a cocktail, like an old-timey cocktail, you know, like the Pink Squirrel or I can't even remember which one I picked. So I did this little demonstration and it was really enjoyable. So then I thought, well, why don't I just have a theme weekend? Like every Saturday I would have create a new cocktail. So with that came buying all the ingredients for that new cocktail. And it became sort of my little bit of joy at the end of each week was deciding what that cocktail was going to be. And so now a year and a half later,
she's got an impressive bar over
my
there.
My bar is good.
I would say you are a mixologist numero uno.
Numero uno.
Did I say that right? I've learned some, like, how to make simple syrup in different flavors.
You did. You make your own simple syrup. My gosh.
Yeah. And I enjoy mixing drinks, and I'm still a Prosecco fan, just, you know, straight up Prosecco, but I've gotten some joy out of that. It's been a creative endeavor, and I can't say that I'm, you know, drinking all week, but on Saturday, like today,
we're letting loose. Woohoo!
Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
We're like
cheers.
I made Paulette
and Kathy Lee and Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna Bush. I made Pete a pear. What did I make you?
A pear mule. And it's delicious.
With my pear simple syrup.
It's very good. Very good.
So I think, you know, that's trivial and sort of maybe diminishes, you know, what COVID has meant to other people. But I was just trying to highlight something that was enjoyable.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
And I've enjoyed it too.
Yes.
We have enjoyed it. Thank you for that bar.
Yeah.
All right, so our next segment, let's talk about random facts. So this should be a recurring theme, I think.
Yeah. All right, so what don't you know about me? So Pete is not my given name, which you guys both know. So how did I get the name Pete, and why do I choose to go by Pete?
Yeah, your family always called you Pete. I always called you something else.
Yeah, so
by your given name.
I have been called Pete by my family since probably two. And I asked my dad over and over again, how did you come up with that? Why am I Pete? Because I am the fifth child. I have two older brothers, so you can't say
he wanted a boy.
Yeah. So that's not it. My eldest sister just enlightened me the other day, and she said, you don't remember how you were called, why you were called that. And I said, no, I don't. And she said, because you have brown eyes. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she said, Dad would always come in and say to you, Pete the pooper knees with the brown, brown poopity eyes.
Is that a real song? Or did he just make it up?
He just made it up. And so it stuck. And so it would be Pete the pooper knees with the brown, brown poopity eyes. And so my siblings from then on and my dad and everybody else just started calling me Pete. I love it, though. And
Sing that again.
Pete the pooper knees with the poopity eyes.
Pooper knees? Pooper knees?
Pooper knees.
And your sister remembered that.
And she remembered that. And so I have always been called Pete. And I prefer that over my given name.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird.
See? So there's that. You guys didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
My story, and I thought it was a big deal back in the day because I was little, but my dad bought a handgun. I think he may have won it at a playing cribbage at the VFW.
Small town Iowa.
And I thought it was pretty cool, but you know, I didn't care. So one morning, we woke up and my mother was in hysterics and she could not find my little brother, and the gun was missing. And I guess he took it out into the field and was just shooting it off. I don't even know how. Maybe it must have been loaded. I don't know. I don't know the specifics, but Mom was just beside herself and I could see that.
Yeah.
And she even got Dad up because Dad didn't get up early. And she said, do not tell anyone this. And I swear, until maybe 3 years ago, I never told anyone that story until my sister's like gabbing it, telling everyone. It's like, well, that was a family secret. I didn't think we were to tell anyone that. Yeah, we're in our 50s now, but it's like, no, I'm not telling anyone that because Mom said, do not tell anyone that.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal, but.
No, but I agree with Laura. I think there's, like we have discussed, I think there's things that you just will never tell anybody. You won't tell your spouse. You won't tell your best friends. You won't tell your siblings. It's just certain things.
There's just certain things.
You just take with you.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing
wrong
with it.
We all have to have that part of ourselves that is locked.
Yeah.
Do we, though?
Well, I do.
I do.
But don't you feel sometimes it's like a relief to tell somebody something that you've kept to yourself?
No.
Not I don't know, but will they think, I guess you think, will they think less of me? Will I think less of me?
I think that's the thing with the best friends.
Right.
I mean, I tell you things I don't tell my husband. I mean, honestly, I really do.
Well, and as do I, but there are just some things you just don't share. We all have. Don't you? You don't have those things?
No. Yeah, probably.
You're an open book?
No. I have things. I told you one just now.
Yeah.
Well, you did. Yes. And you've told me things, and I don't share them with anyone. I don't.
Well, that's because you don't remember.
No, I remember some things.
That's because that's one of our topics. It's like, shit, I don't remember.
There's some of that. It's like, why are you telling me? Why didn't you tell me that?
There's some, I don't know what age it is. Maybe it was when you cross over from 49 to 50. All of a sudden, like, there's just shit that you can't remember. You can remember stuff when eighth grade, that day you took lunch and somebody stole your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I called your name and just.
But you don't remember what you took for lunch last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are those 14-year-old male said to you or said and you heard it and you can't get that out of your head? But you know what I mean? You know,
we need some males.
Oh, wait. Can I share one of those stories?
Yeah.
Okay. So a few weeks ago, I ran into a guy that I went to high school with. And I remember thinking he was the cutest thing ever. And he was the brother of one of my friends. And I was a cheerleader in high school, which still surprises me today. But anyway, I was in my cheerleading uniform and I was sitting up on this counter and wearing my cheerleading skirt and like Bobby socks, which are for those of you who don't know what those are little short socks. What else do you call those?
Bobby socks.
Oh. And my Nike, white Nike tennis shoes with the red swoosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm wearing that. And he looks down at my legs and he's like, you didn't shave.
You must have been hitting some sunlight or something.
Yeah, because I have blonde hair and the hair on my legs is white and thin. And that's too much information. TMI alert. TMI. Anyway, so I remember being horrified and embarrassed thinking this boy at the time was like, oh my God, I didn't shave my legs. So scroll ahead 50 years and I'm dying to talk to him about this. And
you saw him.
I saw him and I tell Lauren, I'm like, I'm going to tell him the story about my legs.
Do it.
Legs and my hair. Like, and she's like, tell him you would have said
a good comeback.
Yeah, it was a comeback. What was it?
Oh God!
I said,
give me an excuse to shave him or something.
Give
like
me
that.
An excuse to shave him. Like back in when I was a senior or junior in high school, those are words I never would have left my lips. But anyway, I wish I would have had that comeback. But sadly, I didn't have the chance to tell him the story that he humiliated me in high school about
exactly.
My legs.
He left the room or something. He went home and it's like, damn.
And side note, he looked really old.
Because we still don't.
We look great.
No, seriously. He kind of hobbled. He kind of shuffled like an old man.
I think he had a cane. Didn't he have a cane?
No, he didn't have a cane. But he was like 2 years older than us. And it's like, oh, poor
so-and-so. He didn't
look
anything like the high school version of himself. And, you know, granted, I know this is what happens to some people.
The thing is, is it okay to confront those people who said things to you? Because I did that to somebody who said something to me as a young girl.
Do tell.
And he was in our class. And he, excuse me.
What was initials?
Not telling you.
Just give us the first initial.
No.
Come on.
I'll tell you off mic. you might know by the story. And he did not know that I was not far from him and who he was talking to. And he said, do you know that Pete so-and-so, I'm not going to tell you my last name, could be quite a cute young, quite a cute girl if she would just lose some weight.
Oh my God. I heard this so many times.
Yeah. And again, as
you'd
we all
have such a pretty face. Yes, if you just be, lose she's
so,
weight.
She'd be so cute if she'd just lose weight.
That's the worst.
And you know, you're right. Yes. It's again for a, you know, 14, 15, 16 year old girl. That's devastating to hear from a guy
with
that
heredity.
With heredity. With, you know, and so I think it might have been our 15. Was that when I lost all my weight? Was that our 15 year or 10?
15 year was maybe? Up at Okoboji's?
No, it was at the casino. Hmm. Oh. Anyway.
Prairie Meadows.
Anywho, he showed up and he changed. I mean, he was a different person. He, very kind.
I know the initials.
A very kind man. And,
he now lives in another state.
He does live in another state. But, you know, what we do at 15, 16 should not be held against us the rest of our lives. But I did. I said, you know, hey, how are you doing? And he's like, oh my gosh, how are you? And we talked and talked. And I said, yeah, I'm just going to tell you something that has bothered me for years. And, you know, just so you know. So I told him and he was devastated and he said, I'm so sorry. And, he said, can I buy you a drink? I'm so sorry. And, you know, and I said, you know, hey, you know, what we say at those ages. You can't hold that against an individual.
Well, it's kind of like when you were talking about making a Native American headdress, and I said that was the 1970s. It's really true. When you're young, you do say things, and you know, you're so busy worrying about other things with your life, your emotions and your hormones, and it, you know, to him that was probably a compliment at the time.
Probably, yeah.
But
yeah.
To you, that was 40 years later something that bothered you.
Oh, yeah.
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 And it stuck with you for 40 years.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, it's not something that.
Because when you're young, words. No, not even when you're young. Words matter.
Right.
Words matter.
You know, whatever. I'm not going to say that it shaped my life, but because, you know, I was stronger than that. But you just think, do they really know the effect that takes on a
and
person?
And you know what? He didn't even think twice about that, did he? He said it and probably just went on with his life.
Right.
Never, I think he probably thought he was helping you or as a compliment or something.
Right. It's one of those backward compliments that we were going to talk about. Backward compliments.
Yeah. So,
which is another one. My own mother gave me a backward compliment. After I lost all that weight, we ran across a picture from something we did at church. My mom looks at the picture and she said, you know, you used to look like the fat lady from the circus.
Oh my God.
And I said, was that a compliment?
That was not a compliment.
And she said, well, yeah, because look how good you look now. And I'm like, oh, well, thanks.
Oh yeah. Well, we're talking about backhanded compliments. So I work at a college and there's a woman who no longer works there because she was the devil. But she, ironically taught psychology. She was decided to join Weight Watchers in the town where this college is. And, she stopped me in the hall and she was asking me about, she's in this program. And she said, I went to this meeting in town and the people there were just huge. And she said, compared to you, she's like, you're skinny. And I thought,
thank you.
Walked away. I'm like, she's dead to me.
Okay, ladies, we need comebacks for these asinine comments.
At the time,
people give us. Yeah,
she was my colleague. I wasn't about to say, I'm like, okay, thank you.
And again, I think they think they're really complimenting. I mean, seriously, I think my mother thought she was complimenting me. that you look really good, you know, and I don't think they realize how it comes across. And I think, do you say, okay, let me just repeat what you said?
Nah.
You know, it just, I don't know that people always realize what they're saying.
Kate and I were just talking, we were just talking yesterday about, after we had a baby, that people still say, when are you due?
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh my God. We've all done it. I've done it.
I don't say
I've done it. And then I told Kate, I said, okay, we just gotta, if we think you're pregnant or.
Yeah, you just shut up.
You just drop it, not even say anything.
Yeah.
I know we're trying to make maybe small talk around this person, but
yeah.
Zip it.
Well, and ironically, when you have a baby, after that, you really don't give two shits about your body or anything because you're like, I made a baby. And my baby, I created a human in this.
But in today's world, we have to bounce back.
So a year after I had my daughter, someone asked me, when are you due? I was playing golf. And I said, last year. And that woman felt terrible about it. And I was like, I made a baby in my body. And I thought, that's pretty effing amazing, right?
Right.
We created a baby.
Absolutely. So I have a really good topic to talk about. I think we should talk about our crushes.
Ooh.
Going way back.
Ooh, the dog likes that too. Oh, yes, she does.
Way back. Let's go back to junior high.
Oh, wait,
junior
high.
Let's go back further because, as I remember, Kate, you had a huge crush on somebody when we were in, like, what, second, third grade, maybe?
I think we even aligned with the same crush, right, Kate?
Eric.
And what was it about Eric?
I don't know. He had red hair and freckles. He wore those
really cute
little jeans. I don't know.
Yeah, what makes it?
I don't remember what he wore.
I can't. Yeah, I do. Striped shirt.
Everyone wore striped shirts.
Like Opie. Yeah. Couldn't tell you because that was so long ago. I just remember Eric, and I thought he was just the cutest little thing.
Isn't that funny that we already start having those feelings in second, third grade, like,
yeah,
you know, separating what yourselves out, you know, by what draws you to that particular individual.
Babies.
Yeah, I mean,
interesting. He was kind of an introvert. I think I liked that about him. He was quiet and...
I don't remember any of that. I just remember his face and I liked it.
And then there was David.
David used to play with all of us girls on the playground.
Back in the day, in the 70s, there was a show called I Dream of Jeannie.
Yes.
Remember that?
And he would play genies with us.
We'd have to fight over who was like the original genie.
But I didn't have a crush on David. He just liked to play with us. And I thought that was pretty cool for a dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably means something different these days, but David, if you're listening and you played on the playground with us girls, give us a call. We don't have our phone number out there, but we would love to hear from you.
You could email us on our website.
Yeah.
So, three besties from NoWesties.com.
He was a great guy.
Okay. Remember Jim in junior high?
I remember Jim. I really liked Jim. And his mom worked with my mom.
Oh. But I don't know why we both had this big crush on Jim. Jim was, unfortunately, Jim got the nickname Stinky Jim. And I'm not sure why.
Yeah,
he didn't bathe.
He carried an odor.
But we still loved him. What is wrong with us?
Why?
Like Eric, he was an introvert and he didn't say much.
Yeah.
I think that's, I can't say I can't say the same for Lauren, but I think for Pete and I, we like those quiet guys.
He was quiet and kept to himself. You know, that's usually the sign of a serial killer.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of Jim being a serial killer. Have we seen him on Facebook?
Well, you haven't heard of him because he hasn't been caught yet.
Sorry, Jim.
Oh, sorry, Jim. Lauren's got you pegged for a serial killer. Oh, that's terrible. So crushes. Okay, so let me think.
Well, I had one in maybe third grade. His name was Perry, and he crocheted me a necklace, and it was white and powder blue. And I recently threw it away because it's like,
Perry's never coming back.
Perry's never coming back. And Perry, I have searched for you high and low. Last I knew, you moved to Minnesota, but that could be just a bad recollection of my memory. But yeah, you were a crush of mine.
I don't think my real big crush came until high school. My first real big crush.
Who is it?
Neighbor. That one, I'm not going to give the name out. But he lived very close by to my house. Mm-hmm. And this is a side you both told me that you did not know I had.
Yeah, exactly. I know,
and we didn't know about this until years later. So if you think we knew about it in real time, we did not.
We did not. It was scandalous and awesome.
It was not scandalous.
Yeah, but we heard about it in high school, right?
No. We did not hear about this in high school. We did not hear about this till years in our...
No, I think we were like a senior.
I did not know about it.
I think it was after maybe like a 10-year reunion or something like that. So I don't think about it. So my first crush lived nearby. And we would sneak out at night. And meet up, usually in my garage, and just make out. And I'm telling you what, he had the softest lips I have ever encountered in my young life. And great kisser. So if you're out there, you are, or were, I hope you still are, God bless your wife, a good kisser.
Are you going to say his first initial?
No. And this went on for... probably 2 or 3 years we would sneak out, you know, he'd have a boyfriend. So then he'd have a girlfriend and then it would stop, or I would have a boyfriend. It would stop, but then it would, you know, take back up if neither one of us.
Okay. So we didn't have cell phones in those days. So how did you know when to hook up?
Okay. Let's clarify hook up versus then versus now. We did not hook up other than making out. We did make out, but we did nothing else. It is still a hookup. Okay. I would usually go out and sit on my front step, and he could see me from his window, his bedroom window. So then he would sneak out his bedroom window. But you had to be really quiet, especially during the summer, because his parents' bedroom window was right above. So they could hear if he would try to sneak out. He'd make out for an hour, whatever.
Then an hour?
I don't know.
Your tongues must have been... exhausted.
I don't know. I didn't time it, but you know, yeah. That was my first crush, and I'd almost say that was like my first love. He was very important to me. But
did I ever tell you I ran into him when I was years ago when I was working at a bakery? I was decorating cakes, and he came in, and he lived in the area.
Yeah,
this was in Des Moines. And I'm like, hey, I know you. And he's like, you do? I'm like, yeah, I'm Pete's friend. He's like, oh, okay. But he's still adorable.
Yes, and he still is today. I mean, I see him quite a bit, and his wife and his children, they're all a darling, darling family, great people. But it was so funny because we would always say, nobody can know about this. Nobody could know about this.
And now
nobody knew about it.
But the three people that are listening to this,
yeah,
us included.
You know, but as you're growing up, you're like, no, don't ever tell anybody about this. You know, so you always thought you were on the down low, which probably people.
It's a great love story.
It was. But so he was like my very first. But I also had another crush in this one, Steve. Do you know who I'm talking about on that one?
Does his last name start with an
M, S.
Oh, wait, didn't you date him?
No, I wanted to.
Steve S.
But I
could.
Yeah. But the funny thing, I had a huge crush on him as well.
Who? Was he in our class?
No. He was a year younger than us.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I know. Yes. I had huge crush on him. And man, huge crush on him. And I remember one time we were at the school and he was done with football or something and I was done with something, whatever. And I said, hey, can I get a ride home? Because again, he didn't live too far from me. And I said, can I catch a ride home from you? And he's like, yeah, sure. Get in the car, in the truck, you know. I'm like, okay. So we're driving and we're going down this road and he looks over at me. He goes, hey, you want to go make out? And I'm like, yeah.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, where do you want to go?
He goes, wasn't he sweaty from football practice?
They'd taken showers. You know, they'd go downstairs and take showers or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Where do you want to go? He goes, how about Dead Man's Curve? And I'm like, okay.
I've been to Dead Man's Curve.
So we go out to Dead Man's Curve. We're parking on that curve and, you know, making out, kissing or whatever. And then all of a sudden we see lights coming behind us and we just, you know, he just started that engine back up and he's like, well, thanks.
Thanks. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, it wasn't quite like that. It was just making out or whatever. But
was he a good kisser?
He was too. Yeah. Yeah. So I just thought that was, I will never forget that. It was just driving. I'm like, you know, I'd honestly, well, you want to go make out? Yeah, sure. What the heck?
Oh, Steve.
So that's the bad extent of my adventures.
You ho.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We thought Shelly had stories.
Yeah. Well, Shelly's were maybe a little more stories.
We all have stories. Yeah. We're not little innocent virgins.
Mine was innocent little virgins. I was not. I was a good girl.
We
just made out. Yeah.
No. So apparently, I met my husband when I was 15 years old. Just a babe.
Yes.
Our first date, we went to a basketball game. And did you tell me to wear my bib overalls?
Wasn't Conrad there too? We were at,
I don't know.
We were at your house and we were trying to help you get ready for your date. And we said, you have to wear the overalls, like the bib overalls, which are actually popular again.
They were popular.
They were baby blue corduroy, which I would kill.
They were cute.
Overalls. But we told her to wear overalls so that he couldn't put his hands down her pants. Because he was older. She was a freshman.
He was 2 years older.
He was a junior. And so we were like, he's just going to immediately try to put his hands down your pants.
And I will say he did not, but we did.
It's because you had the blue overalls on.
We did kiss. We kissed.
Anyway, she married him and she's been married.
Yeah, I've been married to him for 30 some
years. Yeah, so it's okay if he did try to put his hands in her pants, I guess. Well, I didn't talk
about that. That was the second date.
So my crush, I saw him recently. Yeah. How many years? 40 years later. Anyway, I thought this guy was like the end all be all, but he was a friend of a friend. He was like his brother was my brother's best friend. And he was a couple years older than, was he a year older?
Yeah. He was a year older than us.
He was a year older than us. And I just thought he was the cutest thing. And I actually just asked this other person to draw a picture of him.
Caricature.
A caricature. And I still have it today. And I asked because I just thought this kid was
the bee's knees.
The cat's meow.
Yeah, all those things. So in the last month, I saw him Labor Day, and for the first time in 40 years, and he looks very different, right?
All right.
And
I still recognized him though when you sent that picture.
But I it brought me back to the time in Lauren's wedding. Was he a groomsman?
No, he wasn't in my wedding.
Well, he was there.
He was there.
Or maybe he was there at my brother's wedding. But anyway, I saw him way back when and I danced with him. And I said, this was after high school. And I said, I've always had such a crush on you. And he said, is that why you haven't talked to me for 4 years? And I said, yep.
That's how I flirt. I just don't talk to you.
Exactly. That's my way of flirting. I have no idea how I ended up with a child.
That's my MO.
Yeah. Well, I think we've covered a lot of topics related to our past. Some of it dark.
Embarrassing.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully some of it funny.
Oh, yeah.
In our minds.
In our minds, yeah.
Well, we think we're the funniest people we know, right? Totally. And, you know, all of this was helped by the Prosecco and the...
Rosé.
Yeah. So next time, what are we going to talk about next time?
We will let you know when we know. Vino.
I think we need to get into the oopsie poopsies.
Oh, well.
Oh, we may talk about the oopsie poopsies. That's a whole episode.
That is a whole episode.
It's embarrassing.
I think
it's reality.
Do we know, is oopsie poopsie an actual term? Like, is it in?
It's our term.
Is it in Webster's Dictionary?
Urban Dictionary?
Urban Dictionary.
Look it up. Oopsie poopsie.
Oopsie poopsie.
That's actually how this whole thing started.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you for joining us. And I hope we'll talk to you soon, right?
Tune in later.
Tune in.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us, if you joined us.
I'm Kate.
I'm Pete.
And I'm Wasted.
Also known as Lauren. She did drink a, how big is that bottle of wine?
Don't know. It's very big.
Okay. She did drink a...
big fluid ounces of rosé.
It's a giant bottle.
Because she's been trying to get rid of it for many months.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Yeah.
Shit. How big is this bottle?
It's big.
How many? 150 milliliters.
Good job, me.
Good job, you.
Yay. And it's a very cool bottle.
You need to ride home?
No. I'm proud of Lauren.
Yeah, me too.
COVID drinking is a thing.
Yeah.
Is it in the Urban Dictionary?
Thank you all for joining us for our first episode of Three Besties from the Midwesties. And Pete, do you want to have any closing remarks?
You know, this has been fun. I like reliving our past. I'm excited to go down some new avenues with other topics and adventures with you ladies. I'll see y'all next time.
I've enjoyed this immensely. And
no, she's just enjoyed the 150 milliliter bottle of rosé she just drank.
And that too. But I hope you join us next time. Please stay tuned and tune in.
So I love you guys. Well, that sounds sarcastic.
No, we do. We love each other. Yeah, we love each other. We truly do.
All right, signing off.
Bye.
Till next time.
TTFN.